You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about another business model, which is the marketing agency. I wanted to talk about this, even though it's exactly what I do. It's exactly how it got started. Now I scaled, of course, so a lot of the moving parts that I'll be talking about today with you are not as simple. I have a lot more than I have to worry about now. But to get started, if you have, you know, a small business, or if even if you don't have a small business yet, but you want to open a business, this is probably the fastest and best way to get started. So please share this podcast with anybody that has been thinking about opening their own business. Maybe they want to do freelance work, but the problem with freelance work is that you're going to be doing everything on your own and it can get overwhelming. All right. So point number one, take courses and learn valuable skills you can market to businesses. Guys, you cannot open a business if you don't have a marketable skill. And what I mean by marketable is means that I need you to have a skill that you can go up to a business owner and say, I can do this for you. And the business owner says, perfect. I don't have time and I don't know how to do it myself, so I will hire you. If you don't have this type of skill, trust me if I tell you, they will tell you, and which is true, they will find a cheaper alternative. You don't want to go there. You want to at least have a skill that you can charge in the long run, 20, 30, 40 bucks an hour minimum, all right? So once you have that skill, maybe you can go on Udemy, on Coursera. We talked about how to get knowledge online. I'm not going to go into too deep in that topic. But moving on to point number two, sign up a few clients for free in exchange for testimonials and case studies. All right, when you start out, I've noticed so many people trying to start off with packages like $1,000, $2,000 a month and complaining to me, coming online and being like, Danilo, I have an agency and I haven't been able to close a deal yet. And I'm like, well, if you haven't closed a deal yet, you don't really have an agency yet. But that aside, why are you charging $1,000, $2,000 if you don't have experience yet, if you don't have case studies, if you don't really have something that you can prove that you can deliver the results? It's like me going to a job or you going to a job interview without a resume and telling people, guys, I'm going to do an amazing job. Just trust me and hire me. That's not going to happen. For that reason, what you can do is go up to a few businesses in a niche that you think you want to get good at and ask them to just use their websites or, you know, their ad accounts as test ground for you. Now, don't say test ground because they also don't want you to mess anything up, but you can tell them that you have this skill and you want to get experience in that specific niche and you will do the work for free. Probably not everyone will say yes, but even if you ask five people and one person says yes, there you go. You have at least one account that you can start working with and you can start scaling. Once you scale, and once you have those case studies, that is when you can start reaching out to bigger companies and use your social proof to sell them. This is when you already have your resume, quote unquote. Remember when I told you earlier, you go to a job interview with no resume? Now you do have the resume, so you can have that conversation with the business owner and saying, hey, these are my results. I can give you similar results to these. All I need is $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is, your fee, or maybe 10% of sales in order to get started. Now, once they hire you, and again, you gotta get good at this. I'll probably have to make an entire post regarding outreach and how to sell and close deals. But let's say that you already closed the deal and you have the work. You, yes, want to do the work on your own at the beginning. You're small, you're probably at freelancer stage almost, not even in a marketing agency yet. But once you have several clients, you have to hire competent freelancers to do the work and keep the cycle going. Guys, that is the difference between a marketing agency and a marketing freelancer. The marketing freelancer does all the work on their own, okay? And the marketing agency finds the work and then distributes it within the company itself to the team. You want to have a team. Now, if you don't have the money to hire one person full-time or two people full-time, that's totally, totally understandable, especially when you have only two or three accounts bringing in a grand each, for example. That is when you go on websites like Upwork and find competent freelancers. It's never been easier to find people that know what they're doing, because every freelancer in Upwork will have a rating. You will see their level of English. You'll see how many stars they have ratings. You're going to see how many hours they've worked, how much they've earned, their average pay. In general, you'll be able to have a clear snapshot of who these people are. Hire the right people, and don't make the mistake of hiring only one person, stick to that with that person forever. You want to be, like they say, hire slow and fire fast. Take your time hiring 2, 3, 4 people, see how to work. As soon as you get the first red flag, that's already one too many red flags, so fire them on the spot, move on to the next one. Don't feel bad. It's business. It's your marketing agency. It's your life. I hope you enjoy this post, and until next time, up your game.